Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good day. Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. FairfieldCountyTalkRadio.com. I'm John Marino, and we are produced by Shark Creative, made possible by our title sponsors like Tufts Lawn Service and Fairfield County Tick Control, also by Ecosystems Irrigation and Lighting, Gutter Brothers Home Services, and Santa Fuel Plus, New England Motor Oil, MDM Sanitation, Good Morning Wilton, Earthscapes Landscape Management and Development, Apollo Pest Control, Dagny's Real Estate, and the Wilton Chamber of Commerce. We are joined here today by Fred Camillo. Fred Camillo is the first selectman of the town of Greenwich. Fred Camillo, welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. And I have to ask you, what got you into public service?
Good morning, John. Good to be here. Public service is something I've been involved with since I was a teenager, believe it or not. As I was finishing up high school and playing in the senior Babe Ruth League, I started to help. I kept playing hardball, but also kept. I started to help some coaches, and then started to coach on my own in my mid-20s, and coached in the school system, junior highs, high schools, Greenwich, Stanford, ran clinics, coached basketball in high school, and then went on to the representative town meeting, which is our local legislature here in Greenwich, I think in my, my early 30s, and then was chairman of the Parks and Recreation Board, and just kept going from there. So it's really been most of my life in public service.
So this was back in the early 90s when you really got involved, I guess, because you were a Greenwich High School class of 1980. If you were in your early 30s, would have been in the early 90s, right?
Yeah, actually, no. Sports was a lot earlier. It was in the 80s. But yeah, you're right. It was in the 90s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Class of 1980, Greenwich High, 11 years in the state legislature in Hartford, 151st district, representing the greater Greenwich area. During your years in Hartford, more than a decade, what were the key pieces of legislation you worked on and introduced and even became law in Connecticut?
Wow, I haven't thought about that in a while, but it started off right off the bat. My first year, I was working on an animal welfare bill, and I had started, along with former Representative Annie Hornish, the first ever animal welfare caucus in the country. And the majority party, the Democrats, came over to me and said, "Would you take out this bill?" And it was a long story why they asked me to do it, and that rarely ever happens, that a member of the minority gets to take out a bill. And I did, and it passed, and all my colleagues on the Republican side were looking at me, with their head tilted, saying, how did that, what just happened? But I worked on lots. I wrote, introduced, and gained passage of things like the Good Samaritan Law in Connecticut, which protects you if you rescue a child or a pet in a car. I did a couple consumer protection bills I wrote and introduced that became law. I did the most comprehensive fire volunteer protection law in the country, and I think it was in 2011. There was probably a dozen or so animal welfare bills that I wrote and introduced that gained passage, but lots in public safety, consumer protection, a few in commerce, and a few others. I haven't thought about it in a while, but certainly I was pretty busy up there, and I really enjoyed my 11 years.
How did that translate, you coming down from Hartford back home to Greenwich, into being the first selectman of the town of Greenwich?
Totally different, John. It's it's night and day. One's an executive function, another one is a legislative one. And with the executive one, being a mayor or a first selectman, you really have your hands, more hands-on, and many more levels and many more issues. You also hear many more complaints. People within, days of being sworn in, I had people coming into my office that I'd had issues going with the town for 20 or 30 years. And so they saw a new guy there and they said, "Well, you got another crack at it." And so, but sometimes, you look at things differently and from a different perspective. And sometimes you can really help them where in the past, maybe they didn't get anywhere, and coming from Hartford, I had a different perspective, and it's worked out really well. I didn't plan on the worst pandemic in 100 years. But we're, you know, we said, you know, we don't know, not only want to get through this, we actually want to be more efficient and effective on the other side of this. So we looked at for silver linings, and we found them, and we're really working hard to keep a lot of those things permanently in place that have really enhanced Greenwich and transformed it in many ways.
What did you learn during this pandemic? What can you do now that maybe you didn't think you could do before?
Well, we had planned already before the pandemic. I talked about a brand new pedestrian-friendly Greenwich Avenue connected to a brand new waterfront district. And the last piece of that was to do outdoor dining because we knew that it involved taking away some parking. So we had to work on getting parking elsewhere. So that was the last piece of it. But when the pandemic hit, if we did not go outside, and we worked really quickly, we were one of the first towns to do that, they would have went out of business. And we saw that in many towns. So we got that done, which, you know, wasn't that easy, but we got it done fairly quickly. You know, we learned like every other municipality in the country had to do things remotely. We looked at all of our departments, learned how to do more with less, and I've done that. It's reflected in the two budgets I put together in the last few years, which was well within the guidelines of the finance board. But we're also getting projects done, and we're trying to enhance our public safety features around town. We're trying to enhance aesthetic-wise, all the different areas, not just the business districts of our town, but all in the many neighborhoods of our town, but just the neighborhoods itself. So we looked at that. We looked at things like energy consumption and alternative energy sources, and we have put together an energy committee for Selectmen's Energy Committee, which is really looking at lots of ways to not only make Greenwich more green, but certainly to save a lot of money. And so just very happy about a lot of the stuff where we've increased our recycling production. We've added new things like food scraps. We diverted at least 34 tons of food scraps, which would have went into the garbage at one site alone. The number is much higher than that, but that was just at our town dump. We started a textile program. We put in a tipping fee, which helps pay for our waste, which we were the only town that didn't have one before. We started a sustainability committee, a reimagined Greenwich committee, which is really looking at some of these things I talked about. So we're, you know, there's many more things to do. Every RFP, request for proposal I put out, includes green space. So we're really trying to take what's really great about Greenwich, but really marry it with a bright, bold vision for the future.
Parking, you talked about that, having to work to accommodate restaurants who wanted to operate outdoors. And I've wondered about this all throughout the tri-state area, all the parking spaces that have gone away. How do you accommodate those drivers now who need a place to park?
Well, John, it's been a problem since I was a little boy here in town. And so when we went outdoors with the nodes for the outdoor dining, that exacerbated the problem a little bit when it came to parking. So we set about to looking at many different ways that did not include building unsightly standalone parking structures, which would really alter the town, I think, in a negative way. So we immediately went to our municipal lots. We addressed the age-old problem here of employees who work on Greenwich Avenue meter feeding and taking up spots for their customers. So we made available 100 spots in our municipal lots for employees. So that helps. We did a pilot program for valet parking, which now I put out an RFP. We did that over the holidays. So now we're putting out an RFP to have select a company that will help take, I don't know, maybe 20 cars a day, hopefully more. So little by little, we're thinking about also purchasing a trolley with private funds to take residents from our town hall parking municipal lot to every half hour downtown. So we're looking at lots of things, including also talking to some private landowners about using some of their space. So it's lots of different things because it's always been a problem, and it got a little bit worse because of what happened, but we're working really hard to not only replace those spaces, but to add some.
One of the most, I think, beautiful features about Greenwich is you could pull up in front of a place like Terra, for example, that nice angular parking there, just pull right in, park your car, go right inside. And I think that's what Greenwich is about, even through this pandemic and with all the outdoor dining and all the adjustments that had to be made too.
Oh, absolutely. It's and that's, again, those spaces fill out pretty quickly. So we bumped out an intersection at Elm Street and Greenwich Avenue. So we increased the sight lines, we slowed the cars down, and then we decreased the space that someone has to traverse to cross the road. And we put a beautiful little parks there, perennials of greenery and flowers and little trees. So we're going to do that in every intersection. So in the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to see a very different Greenwich Avenue, much more pedestrian friendly, but also much more beautiful. So, we like what's going there. We also have a police men and women on bicycles that go up to 40 miles an hour. And
wow.
There's seven of them, four on the bikes and three more walking the beat. That's something that hasn't been seen in probably 100 years. And faced a little bit of a backlash because we had two officers for 7 hours a day directing traffic in the middle of the road that couldn't even respond to any crime or any, which thank God it's not much here, but certainly like every town in America, you have it once in a while. Now with the officers on the beat, walking around and bicycling around, Greenwich has never been safer. And certainly these officers who are great athletes, they're in great shape, they're there in a split second. So when you're walking there, you see a totally different transformed Greenwich Avenue. And we also have what's called Free Music Fridays, where we have local groups singing on Greenwich Avenue in the little Greenwich Commons Park for an hour at 12:30 to 1:30. And we're thinking about increasing that to having a night act on Friday from maybe 5 o'clock to 6 as people are going to out to the restaurants for dinner. So you really have a European outdoor mall feel there, and it's only going to get better.
Fred Camillo is the first selectman, town of Greenwich, here on Fairfield County Talk Radio, fairfieldcountytalkradio.com. Fred Camillo, you ran for first selectman in 2019. When you announced that you were running at the event, you had hundreds of people there to support you, more than 300. You had hundreds of small donations. Again, Greenwich High graduate, 1980, you are a fourth generation family member of Greenwich. How do you explain this groundswell of grassroots support for you and your first campaign for selectmen 2 years ago? It's not something you generally see.
Well, John, it's funny. When I ran in 2008 for the first time for the state legislature, that was the one I always remembered the most, and I had six elections there. But 2019 was much different. It was a total town effort, not just a third of it, one district. I got to see and knock on doors all over town, areas that I had relatives in years ago that may have moved a long time or may have unfortunately passed, and got to reunite with a lot of places that I hadn't seen in a while because I was always up in Hartford, except for when we're, not in session. So, but, it's, I think if you put the time in here, not only live and work here, but if you volunteered here, you do really have a great outreach. And I go to, as you mentioned, I grew up here and I graduated high school here, and in a lot of ways, I have the same friends I did, more as people move into town, but the ones that are still here, they're still my friends. I go to the same places. You'll see me in certain restaurants and diners and delis that, during the day. I try to get out of my office as much as possible. I hit the gym every morning. I take my hikes, whether in the woods or on our many trails. We have over 800 acres of open space, or our beautiful beaches, especially Todd's Point with the trails. So people see me, and I think it's the familiarity helped a lot. The people know that they know where to get me. I always give my cell phone out, and they don't hesitate to use it.
Would you describe yourself as a down-home Greenwich guy?
Yeah, I've always been that. If it ended tomorrow, I'd be the same person. I'd be with the same people and hanging out at the same places and doing the same things. Certainly, you get invited to more things when you're in office, especially a mayor or first selectman, which is great, but you never forget where you come from. And certainly, that's never going to change it. As my late dad used to say, you die the same way you came in here. bare and broke. And, you know, you can't forget that, you know, no matter what happens to you, you're the same person. We all, you know, have this, a lot of the same hopes and fears, and, you know, it's, life is fleeting. So you want to make the best of it here and certainly leave an impact. And that's what I'm trying to do, make, leave it in a lot better condition than I found it. And I'm hopefully the next person will do the same thing.
Or as I say to people, it takes a long time to get to the top of the mountain, but that mountain can collapse pretty quick and you find yourself back at the bottom, maybe even below where you started from, even faster than you could possibly imagine.
Yes, that is very, very true. There's lots of sayings about that, whether it's through Shakespeare or some sports sayings that I always bring up. So yeah, you certainly you thank God for every day and for every step forward you take. But also you have to be prepared for, you know, worst. And, you know, I look at, like I looked at the pandemic, I always look at a crisis or a problem as an opportunity. And that's what we said last March. We started having daily emergency operations meetings, daily. We started having daily press conferences. We had almost 100 with the Greenwich Hospital in the afternoons. We had almost 100 at our emergency operations center with all our public safety units and our public officials. And, you know, I said from the beginning, we don't want to just get through this okay. We want to come out of it even stronger and reimagine what Greenwich was going to be like on the other side of this. And I think we've done that to a large extent, and we're working on still on doing that even more. So it's really what you, you can't be afraid to lead, and you certainly can't be afraid of bumps in a row, because you're going to get them. So you have to prepare for them, expect them, but yeah, always make sure that you come out of them, you land a little bit better than when you started that that ascent or descent.
You talked about policing around town. Change.org put together a petition because you were working to try to remove three officers, not even a handful of officers, remove or reassign three officers on Greenwich Avenue in the business district. Why such an outcry about reapportioning only three officers?
Well, you know, it was something, it's a couple things with that one. Number one, as I said when I went before the RTM, if you read the petition, I would have signed it myself because they labeled it. It was a leading question. It said, do you support taking off these officers that are protecting us and leaving it? You know, in other words, that there was going to be lawlessness if they came out. What they didn't tell you is we took the two officers off there because they already took one off of Lewis Street many years ago and nothing happened. we gave them seven. So we sat down, and every first selectman has tried to do this. We've looked at in the past, and there'd be an outcry, and they'd say, okay, enough's enough, I tried. Because there was a study in the 1930s and a study in 1998 that showed this was a poor deployment of officers on the just directing traffic. So we only had two. They were only there 7 hours a day until 4 o'clock. And DPW, Department of Public Works, did a study that showed that the most pedestrian traffic happened after 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5:30, and nothing was happening bad. So it's not to say that you don't ever want to be safe. So we said, we have to show people not what we're taking away, because once that happens, you're on the defensive, you lose. And that's what happened in the past. So we set out to say, here's what we're giving the town. We're giving you seven more officers, right? So ultimately be a plus of a gain of five. But not only are there more officers, they're out there on the beat. They're with you. They're engaging the people. Before, they couldn't engage. The two officers that were there for 7 hours in stationary position could not respond. If they saw a crime committed, they had to call it in on their cell phone.
Now the officers, they stayed there all day long.
Stayed there all the time. They called in. So here, they're actually engaging people right now. In fact, those bikes, they go up to 40 miles an hour. They check on town hall twice a day. They come around real quickly, and they're back on. And we never got that with the officers in cars before. So they're quickly back on Greenwich Avenue. We're looking now, I spoke with Chief Evie, to add another one in Old Greenwich Business District and one in Byram, because there's smaller areas there. We think one would really help enhance public safety and protection, but also add something to community policing and really be a benefit to those communities too.
Fred Camillo is the first selectman, town of Greenwich. The most important features of the current budget for Greenwich right now, what are they?
Well, you know, it's like every other town in America. What to do with these funds that are coming in for the COVID relief? And the guidelines and the protocols have changed a lot. So we're working with our federal officials and our state officials to make sure we don't violate the spirit of these funds. They have changed a little bit. So we want to certainly get the money out to where it needs to be in our community. We just don't want to, again, we want to cross all our T's and dot all our I's. So that's a really big part of it. Plus, you know, the budget cycle, fiscal year starts July 1st. We're starting already. Our finance board's already started next year. And so we're looking at that too, even though we have lots of things going on right now. And it's hard to spend too much time in that far in advance. But we are looking at, again, how do we build on the efficiencies we've achieved? We now know that people can work remotely from home. We can measure that. Prior to the pandemic, ironically, I talked about something New Jersey and North Carolina had done the previous year, which was allow state employees to work from home 2 days a week. And they said they found them to be more productive and it to be more cost efficient. And I thought I said, how could that be? They're home. They're not working. We found out that, you know, people were working. I was working sometimes Zooming at 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. But also when you were home, sometimes you were able to get some chores done too in between, which you couldn't. Right. When you're at work, plus it takes cars off the road, less pollutants emitted, frees up parking. So I'm looking at, we talked about, and I'm going to hopefully implement this, to allow department heads to allow their town employees to work from home 2 days a week at some point, not just yet. And as long as the output is measured, and we know now that we can do that. And again, it opens up spaces at town hall, less cars on the road. And we think they are more productive that way. So, and also peace of mind. You can get some more things done. So on Saturday and Sunday, you're not, you know, rushing to get all the little chores done that you couldn't do during the week.
Mm-hmm. You're running for re-election. What is the game plan for second Fred Camillo term in office if re-elected?
Well, you know, John, we have so many things that we put on the table and so many initiatives that they're still there. And some we've finished and got over the goal line. Some we're still working on. So we have to finish up those ones that we started already with lots of public-private partnerships for buildings that are town-owned that have, you know, one has been about 35 years in the making. We're almost there. We got it approved and we're working on a public-private partnership for our civic center. We also got a 6-year stalemate with something that was held up for emergency operations center, GEMS, Station 4 on King Street. That got approved. That's going forward. We're now also going to be working on getting a brand new ice rink, which is, to me, our rink is about 50 years old, and it's about 50 years overdue because it was, when I went there and as a kid, there was only a slab of ice and boards, and they built it piecemeal, which means it wasn't done right. And so, unfortunately, it's not one of the better rinks in Fairfield County. We want to get a state-of-the-art one there. So we're going to be working on plans there, a public-private partnership. So lots of those things are still there. The waterfront district idea is still there. Lots of RFPs. And I'm sure there'll be even more added to the list as we go along.
What do you offer residents of the town of Greenwich that maybe other candidates don't?
A history.
As Fred Camillo.
A history with the town, a lifelong history, a lifelong commitment to volunteerism, to ideas, and not stuck in the past, but respectful of it, and knowing what makes Greenwich the great place it is, but also knowing what we need to do to enhance it. We have lots of policies that come down every year from Hartford that are not helpful, that really push people out of our state, and with mandates and taxes. So we, you know, just being Greenwich is not enough anymore. People, as we saw or, you know, are seeing, are just packing up and moving their residence sometimes just for 6 months in a day to Florida, to Texas, and to the Carolinas, north and south. So we really, I've been telling everybody, we haven't sounded the alarm. We have to step our game even more, because we do believe we have the best municipality in the country. It's that good, not only just because of the proximity to New York and Boston, and the fact we have a shoreline and a countryside, but we do really have a civic pride here that I think is second to none. I visited most of our 169 municipalities when I was in the legislature and before, There's something different about Greenwich. People come here, they roll up their sleeves, they love to give back, and it cuts across socioeconomic backgrounds. I was very blue collar, working class growing up, and I had it. Some of our wealthier residents are always, you know, they're working side by side with you on events, and sometimes they're pulling up weeds and planting crocuses like we did last November on the Post Road, where I think we put in 10,000 bulbs. There's that really, that's really, I think, distinguishes Greenwich from most places.
Why should the people of Greenwich reelect Fred Camillo as first selectman in 2021?
Well, you know, as former New York Giants coach Bill Parcells used to say, you are what your record says you are. And I would run on my record and certainly my vision also. You can never just rest on what you did. You have to say what you're going to do going forward. But the record's important, because even if I had a vision and my record wasn't that good or I had no record, it would be hard to promote a vision. But the record's first and foremost, and I'm proud to run on it. But also, I will couple that with, again, with a bright, bold vision for our town.
Now, I've always liked that Bill Parcells expression. I think it applies to every facet of life.
I agree. I really do.
Fred Camillo is the first selectman, town of Greenwich, running for re-election. Fred Camillo, thank you for joining us here in Fairfield County Talk Radio. Hope we get to do it again.
John, my pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, and good luck throughout the campaign. Fred Camillo,
thanks, my friend.
Fairfield County Talk Radio, fairfieldcountytalkradio.com. Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by our title sponsors like Tufts Lawn Service, Fairfield County Tick Control, and by Ecosystems Irrigation and Lighting, Gutter Brothers Home Services, Santa Fuel, New England Motor Oil, MDM Sanitation, Good Morning Wilton, Earthscapes Landscape Management and Development, Apollo X Pest Control, Dagny's Real Estate, and the Wilton Chamber of Commerce. Catch all of our Fairfield, Westchester, Rockland, Dutchess, Putnam, and Orange County Talk Radio programming on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.